The Kingdom of Majorca. After the death of James I in 1276, the relationship between the crowns of Aragon and Majorca was difficult and strained. Though initially the Kingdom of Majorca became independent, its relative weakness and size in the Mediterranean context made the situation unsustainable, and James II had no option but to accept vassalage to the crown of Aragon. This agreement heralded a long period of calm and prosperity for the Kingdom of Majorca. The town of Palma received a significant boost, and the Seu, or Cathedral of Majorca, was erected on the former site of the Moorish mosque. The Almudaina Palace also underwent important transformations, and the construction of Belver Castle began. All these new buildings incorporated the characteristic elements of Catalan Gothic architecture. The more important townships in the kingdom were also given a boost, and sumptuous new buildings became symbolic of monarchical splendour. James II was determined to establish a lasting kingdom with well-structured and solid political and administrative foundations. New taxation policies and a series of royal ordinances were the regulatory basis for many of the actions undertaken. James II was succeeded by his son, Sancho I, who continued, for the most part, the policies initiated by his father, ensuring the viability and stability of the kingdom and maintaining at all times a cautious and communicative relationship with the crown of Aragon, to which Majorca continued to pay vassalage. In 1324, when he was just 9 years old, James III inherited the throne from his uncle Sancho, who died without issue. Given his age, a regency council was established and James was appointed a tutor until he was 20. The continuity and survival of the kingdom depended on the existence of a good understanding with the crown of Aragon, but neither the regency council nor James III himself, who came of age when he was crowned in 1335, were able to deal with a political context that was becoming increasingly complex due to the revival of territorial conflicts. The majority of the Majorcan population began to oppose James III for his despotic and authoritarian behaviour, and above all, for the introduction of new taxes which were not sufficient to meet the demands of the crippling financial crisis of the moment. But the new king of Aragon, Peter the Ceremonious, had already decided to incorporate the crown of Majorca into his realm, which he achieved between 1343 and 1349. James III was defeated at the Battle of Llucmajor, thereby putting an end to 7 decades of Majorcan dynasty. His son, James IV, tried to recover the lost throne, but was imprisoned in Belver Castle. However, the consequences of the reign of James III for the island were not all negative. He established in 1326 the Consulate of the Sea, a tribunal competent in mercantile and maritime matters, and in 1337 he drew up the Legis Palatinae, a series of codes regulating the obligations of officials of the royal court and other political and financial authorities.